And starting off, taking a look in high school basketball scores for you from last night. Game you heard here on KJAN saw the Red Oak Tigers pull away after the first quarter. It was tied after the first quarter at 14 apiece, but Tigers went out to a big second quarter and didn't look back. They were led by Kate Walker with 27 points as they win it 63-40 over Atlantic last night at Red Oak High School. Other games on the girls' side last night, it was Adair Casey over Woodbine, 64-35. Arweva beat Cam, 55-40. Audubon, a low-scoring affair over Riverside, 21-14. Carlisle beat Winterset, 45-30. It was Central Decatur over Bedford, 78-49. Charter Oak Ute beat West Harrison, 73-30. Dallas Center Grimes beat Newton, 62-36. It was Davis County over Clark, 48-41. Des Moines Christian beat Guthrie Center, 64-23. East Mills over Sydney, 47-43. Essex top South Page, 71-33. Exira EHK beat up on Coon Rapids Bayard, 65-21. Fremont Mills over Stanton, 54-34. Griswold, a winner over Missouri Valley, 55-51. Harlan knocked off Kemper Catholic, 65-38. It was I-35 over Southwest Valley, 50-24. Lewis Central, a win over Glenwood, 55-40. Logan Magnolia beat IKM Manning, 49-39. Nishnabotna, 61-10 over Clorinda Academy. Nottoway Valley beat Wayne, 50-35. Perry over Carroll, 78-16. Pleasantville beat Lennox, 50-44. Shenandoah was a 59-49 winner over Creston last night. Sioux City West beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 46-30. St. Albert, a winner over Denison Sleshwig, 55-45. Trainer, 56-36 over AHSTW. And it was Tri-Center beating Underwood, 51-40. That's girls basketball last night. On the boys' side, it was Atlantic winning one here at home at the Atlantic High School, 68-30. Big win over Red Oak there in that game. They were led by 22 points from Joey Walker. Arweva was a 55-28 winner over Cam. Audubon beat Riverside 74-58. Carlisle a 59-38 winner over Winterset. Charter Oak Ute was a 69-63 winner over West Harrison. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Exira EHK 55-44. Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln a 67-51 win over Sioux City West. Dallas Center Grimes over Newton 63-59. Davis County beat Clark 88-58. It was Denison Sleshwig over St. Albert 62-51. Des Moines Christian a 78-28 winner over Guthrie Center. East Mills beat Sydney 56-49. Essex a 86-62 winner over South Page. Fremont Mills beat Stanton 52-43. Gilbert over Greene County 81-68. Griswold was a 61-52 winner over Missouri Valley. Also in boys play, IKM Manning big win over Logan Magnolia, 82-32. It was I-35 beating Southwest Valley, 79-65. Kemper Catholic knocks off Harlan last night, 69-60 in boys' hoops. Also, Mount Arrow, 63-48 win over Southeast Warren. Nishnabotna beat Clorinda Academy, 73-44. Nottoway Valley tops Wayne, 70-37. Ogden beat West Central Valley 55-45. Peyton Sherdan, a 58-39 winner over Glidden-Ralston. Perry beat Carroll 61-56. Pleasantville over Lennox 57-54. Shenandoah beat Creston 78-74. And Trainer was a 64-47 winner over AHSTW. And also in boys play, Underwood over Tri-Center 61-45. That's a rundown of high school basketball scores for you from last night. Also in the NBA last night, it was Philadelphia topping Minnesota 103-94. Houston beat Boston 93-87. Atlanta 105-99 over Portland. Cleveland beat Sacramento 101-90. Toronto an overtime win over Brooklyn 127-122. Dallas beat Miami 93-72. New Orleans was a 108-103 winner over the Clippers. Utah beat Golden State 110-100. And Phoenix 99-93 over Chicago. Also in the National Hockey League, it was Pittsburgh topping New Jersey in overtime, 2-1. St. Louis, a shootout winner over Carolina, 3-2. Colorado beat Nashville, 3-0. Vancouver over Buffalo, 5-2. And Chicago beat Anaheim, 4-1. One top 25 college hoops game from yesterday, it was 6th-ranked Arizona defeating Oregon State, 57-34. And in top 25 women's college basketball, it was 9th-ranked Florida State over Georgia Tech, 82-62. 11th-ranked Arizona State beat Colorado 68-60. Princeton was a 96-46 winner over Harvard. Princeton, the 19th-ranked team there in women's college hoops. In other sporting news, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver has chosen Sacramento Kings center DeMarcus Cousins to replace injured Lakers guard Kobe Bryant on the Western Conference All-Star team. Cousins will play in the showcase for the first time and become the first King to appear in the All-Star game since Brad Miller and Peja Stojakovic in 2004. Western Conference coach and Golden State bench boss Steve Kerr will decide who replaces Bryant in the starting lineup. Also in other sporting news, Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll says it will be star quarterback Richard Sherman's decision whether to play in Sunday's Super Bowl if his pregnant girlfriend goes into labor with the couple's first child sooner than expected. Carroll said during a joint news conference with New England coach Bill Belichick that family comes first, and if Sherman is faced with that decision, they'll support him. Carroll's comments regarding Sherman was the biggest news to come out of the final media availability with the coaches, as both were extremely complimentary of the other. Patriots coach Bill Belichick says preparing his team to face the defending Super Bowl champions has been a huge challenge, adding that the Seahawks do so many things well on so many levels. Denver quarterback Peyton Manning says he hasn't decided if he will return next season, saying he's taking some time to assess some things about his future. Manning said before the playoffs that he would play another season, but admitted to his uncertainty after the Broncos were beaten by Indianapolis. New Denver head coach Gary Kubiak and Denver Bryce president John Elway have urged Manning to take his time before making a decision. The Green Bay Packers have released special teams coordinator Sean Slocum less than 2 weeks after special teams mistakes marred their loss in the NFC title game in Seattle. The Seahawks benefited from a pair of special teams mistakes as Seahawks holder John Ryan threw a 19-yard touchdown pass to tackle Jerry Gillum on a fake field goal, and then tight end Brandon Bostic didn't block on an onside kick late in the game, mishandling the ball that Seattle recovered. Slocum was with Green Bay for 9 years and helped the team win the Super Bowl following the 2010 season. Tiger Woods has missed the cut at the PGA's Phoenix Open by carding an 11-over 82 in the second round, the worst score in his 1,267 official rounds as a pro. It was the first time in his career that he missed the cut in consecutive PGA Tour events, the most recent one in August at the PGA Championship. He managed to show good humor after his round, taking a cue from Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch, handling of the Super Bowl media by saying, "I'm just doing this so I don't get fined." Woods was last at 13 over once he bogeyed his final hole. Also missing the cut was Phil Mickelson, whose 5 over 76 left him 3 over. Play was suspended by darkness with 18 players still on the course. Martin Laird had another 5 under 66 to take the clubhouse lead at the midway point. Laird reeled off 3 birdies on the back 9 to move ahead. Daniel Berger is second, 2 shots back and 1 ahead of Justin Thomas. And in tennis, Serena Williams won her 19th Grand Slam title, continued her unbeaten run in 6 Australian Open finals, and extended her decade-long domination of Maria Sharapova with a commanding 6-3, 7-6, and 5 win on Saturday night. Williams, coughing frequently and still affected by a recent cold, returned from a 13-minute rain interruption in the first set and fired an ace to start a run of 6 straight points. She was broken while serving for the set, but broke Sharapova for a third time to clinch it. The 33-year-old Williams, the oldest winner of the Australian women's title in the Open era, clinched the match on her third match point with an ace. She is now second only to Steffi Graf on the list of major winners in the Open era. Graf has 22 victories. And we'll have college basketball coming up for you later this morning here on KJN as the Iowa Hawkeyes play host to the Wisconsin Badgers, as the Hawkeyes will see if star forward Aaron White is able to go. He's battling a shoulder injury. He said it would be a game day decision on whether the doctors would clear him to play. We'll have that for you today. 10 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock will be tip time in Iowa City at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll have all that coverage for you with Gary Dolphin, Bobby Hansen, and the crew. That's a check of the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.